Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Now, no matter how hard you try to lead the horse and make it drink the water, just know that ultimately you can lead a horse to the water, but you cannot force it to drink it. Now, obviously, I'm not trying to compare a little baby to an animal because that's some Andrew Schultz type beat, but what I'm basically saying is if I'm going to keep giving advice, if other hip-hop heads, reviewers and critiquers are going to give little baby advice as far as how to be successful, it's almost like we want to see him win, right? It's almost like we just want to see this man win. So when this man puts out his latest track as far as the one before this one we're about to get into, Insecurities number 5, that came out November 15, 2024, right? The track Insecurities that came out in November. And then you look at the charts, and just because you sell a lot doesn't mean it's high quality. But let me tell you something. It is free falling. It is spiraling. I mean, you would have thought Insecurities got in a plane just to jump out of it the way it's falling super fast off of the charts. Been on the charts for about 2 weeks, and it's already hanging on for dear life as it's the 96th most played track in the world. Now that is where we get into legacy discussion. Lil Baby is being compared to himself because he's that great of an artist. We want Lil Baby to be successful. But if you don't heed the advice of the connoisseurs, then you're ultimately going to fall off. Just because you have A&Rs that act like they know how every single chorus, bridge, and verse needs to be structured, doesn't mean you shouldn't just forget them and listen to the people who actually consume your music on an everyday basis. Because what I'm telling you is something I think could really help as far as your career. Because overall, your beat selection and the production is the reason why everybody is killing your tracks. Because if you don't remember, the most successful track from Lil Baby, and it wasn't even his, right, is the Central C track. Think of that type of production. Central C and Lil Baby, band for band, was the most successful track in 2024 when it comes to a Lil Baby track. Obviously, you could probably say All My Life, but that's Future Metro. They could carry anybody to a W. So really, when I talk about something where people were also quoting Lil Baby's lyrics, it's band for band. So what's the biggest thing from band to band compared to all of your flops? The beat. Beat selection has to be better. I don't know what it is, but obviously I'm not saying just make a album full of UK drill type beats. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying your voice is similar to the Lil Wayne effect. People loved you for what you was doing as far as putting words together, but now they hate you for what you're doing as far as the same thing when it comes to putting words together. So the only thing to change up to make people assume that it's higher quality is to get better beat production, samples. You may have to pull a Jack Harlow. You know what Jack Harlow is good for? Playing the system. That man, was it Stop? Yeah, Stop Giving Me Advice had a popular sample. And then the one that went super crazy, he basically pulled a Drake as far as letting the entire sample carry the song. People who listen to Jack Harlow know what I'm talking about. First Class, right? Get a First Class type beat. Let the sample carry the beat. Because obviously, you sound the same on every single track. I don't know why P from QC ain't pull you to the side like, hey, you know what? My bad for giving you these 808 heavy beats every single time and wondering why it doesn't work out. Maybe, just maybe, we need to just drastically switch up the beat, give you a popular, only a major label type sample, only a major label could get type sample, like throw the bag for a sample that you probably won't recoup on. But as far as public image wise, people are going to say you're back, right? Beat production has to be tremendously better, like leaps and bounds better. This is not it. This is actually probably one of the worst songs you've ever released in your career. So, honestly, you're in a catch-22 because it's not your rapping that's the problem. I think it's the beat. So, I don't want to be a dead horse. I just want to let you know that this is some garbage that you just put out. You titled it Touchdown, but it's more like a sack, right? It's more like a safety. You know what I mean? Like a turnover on downs. That's what you should have called it. Turnover on downs, interception. Because this track is not it. But anyways, I feel like I gave you real critical advice. You know, some people just be hating. I feel like I give like actual critiques that can help you out. You know what I mean? As far as a musician. Because, you know, sometimes people be like, well, what do you know about making music? You ain't never made music. You ain't never been at the heights I've been at. Sometimes it's best to acknowledge that you can learn something from anybody, right? And if you're a music connoisseur, which I would call myself, you know what I mean, humbly, right? I would say that some of the best musicians in life know how to pivot and give somebody something new that refreshes the overall image. I don't know how to put it any better than that. So I don't know how to put it better than that. Switch up the beat selection. I'm sorry. Just switch it up, man. I gave you, yeah. Just take the advice, please. Please take the advice. But we can't have Taylor Swift whooping every single hip-hop artist. Like, at some point, Kendrick ain't gonna do it because he just got outsold by Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift just put out her vinyl just to let Kendrick know, like, hey, I don't care how hot you think you are, I can put out an album and double, triple time your sales. Like, we need hip-hop artists to develop. And Lil Baby was one of those that was on the rise and just completely had a downfall as far as quality. So, yeah, man, we got to just uplift our hip-hop artists because, man, it's looking spooky. Like, y'all got to, like, where is Juice WRLD and XXXTentacion when you need them? Ah, man. So, whatever, man. Click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do y'all think about Lil Baby's latest track, Touchdown? Do y'all think it was an actual touchdown, or you think it's what I think? Are y'all in the same sentiments as me as far as it being like an interception or turnover on down? So, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. And at the end of the day, man, what do y'all think could save Lil Baby's career at this point?
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.